Hey, this is Chris Osbert, and I am back with another episode of TK Chris Talks, and I am here with Mr. Kazuhiro Kaneda.
Hi.
Of Kaneda Ya fame, and Tony Lam, who is the director of the Kaneda Ya company outside of Japan. We're here at the third London location of Kaneda Ya on Upper Street near Angel Station. And I'm going to sit down and have an interview with these two gentlemen, so thank you very much.
Thank
for
you
your
for
time.
Coming.
Yes, of course. So, Mr. Kaneda, so you started your first restaurant in Japan in 2008, is that correct?
今もう一回始めますね。カナダ屋は2008年からですかね。
そうです。
Yes. Yes. You were coming from a career in cycling, as a bicyclist, is that correct?
もともと競輪選手なんですかね。
競輪選手を22年 続けましたね。
So yes, he was a professional cyclist for 22 years.
22 years, wow. And then how did you make the transfer from cycling to making soup?
なんで、競輪選手からラーメン屋に変わりました。
小さい頃から、ラーメンがとても好きで、レーサーリタイアしたらラーメン屋がしたいなと思っていました。
Since he was very young, he really liked ramen, so he had actually had this thought of opening a ramen shop once he's retired.
Okay.
And that's how it all came about.
Okay, and it became incredibly famous and successful. What did you do differently? There's a lot of ramen in Japan. Mm. What was so special about yours?
カナダ屋は結構大人気になりました。何が他のラーメン屋さんと何が違いますか？
情熱を込めて一つ一つ、丁寧に、そしてどこにも負けないようなクオリティでメイキングしているからかな。
So he really puts a heart into trying to make sure his ramen is not going to be beaten by anyone. He wants to try to make everything the best, just like everyone he tries to do.
Okay. Did you have to learn how to make it from the very beginning, or did you already know how to make it?
最初はラーメンの作り方も分かってましたか?
No, no, no.
He didn't know how to make ramen at first. で、なんで、どうやって勉強しました?
いろいろ、誰からも教わってない、自分で作ったっていうのは何だな?
自分で作った。
オリジナル。
うん。
オリジナルで、私のマイホームのサイドで、トレーニング、ラーメンのトレーニングをしました。
So, it goes back a little bit of why, what makes his ramen special is he didn't go through the formal training of making ramen. So, he actually tried to make his original type of tonkotsu ramen rather than other places where there's this rule, you should do it this way, that way, that way.
Okay.
So he tried to do it
とても大切な、とても大切な、これはあれなのことなんですけど、どうしてカナダ屋っていう名前かというと、私のマイホームの家で、メイキングして、コンプリートできたラーメンだから、カナダの家と書いてカナダ屋とつけました。
So, one of the big reasons is the reason he called it Kaneda Ya is not just because of his name. He actually started making the soup at his home with very basic apparatus. And when he felt it was ready, he then thought, okay, everything started from his home. So he actually, because Ya means home, so Kaneda's home. So that's why he called the name of the shop Kaneda Ya.
I see. And was it an immediate success?
最初からもう大成功してましたか?
いや、最初はまあぼちぼちでしたけど、毎日エブリデイ毎日毎日、ラーメンのテストを今日より明日、 明日より明後日もっと美味しくもっと美味しくもっと美味しくっていう感じで、いろいろ頑張って作ってましたね。
So at first, it wasn't very doing so well, but he kept thinking, okay, how do we make it better tomorrow than yesterday, than today, and then the day after, how does he improve it from the day before? Just keep thinking, trying very hard. He had to throw away a lot of soup at first every day.
そしてそれが今でもまだ終わっていませんね。終わりではありません。
And even now, he thinks it's not even complete. So he still wants to improve, making progress on this.
And so you opened your first restaurant in London
in 2014.
Yeah. And that was you. And Tony, how did you come to know Canada Ya?
So I actually just graduated in 2013. Mm-hmm. I went to Japan. Actually, I didn't go to Canada Ya. I went to another ramen shop. I wasn't a big fan of ramen before then, but I had this ramen and I thought it's actually much better than I thought, ramen as a whole. So I went back to Hong Kong.
You're originally from Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I decided to quit my job, my new job actually, in the finance industry.
Okay.
And I told my family that I'll give myself 2 weeks to find something. If I don't find anything, then I'll just go back to the finance industry. Okay. So that 2 weeks, I just had ramen every morning, lunch, dinner, and late dinner, just to try as many places as possible. I started from Tokyo, the capital, all the way down to southern Japan. And I think on my eighth day, and I found Canada Ya just really by chance.
Okay.
And I started talking to him.
Okay, very cool. And you two, what did you think when he took an interest in your ramen and your concept?
最初はトニーがロンドンと香港を持っていたいと言われた時はどう思った
？No って思いましたね。
He actually refused. He wanted to refuse.
Okay. What did he do to win you over?
あとはなんで変わった？
ジャパンの、フランチャイズ全部オールカットしました。
He actually had quite a few franchises before I went to visit him, and they all had they actually betrayed him.
They what did they do? What happened? What was the betrayal?
They この前のフランチャイズは何が やってったか、お金払わなかった、いろいろ、
まあ、いろいろだけど、まあ、それを言わなくていいよ、私、まあ、要するにハイクオリティなラーメンをメイクしてくれなかったから、私はカットしたでいいじゃない。
Because they weren't performing to his standard in terms of the product they were producing.
Okay. And so somehow you guys agreed to work together.
That's right.
And you started the first non-Japanese outlet in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That was what year?
That was in 2014 as well, April.
So you did Hong Kong and Japan and London at the same year. Okay. Yeah. And well, from my experience queuing up to go into the restaurant, the original restaurant here in London, I can only imagine it's a great success. Is that the same in Hong Kong?
Yes, I think the performance across outside of Japan has been pretty similar.
And it's just Hong Kong and London at the
moment? Hong Kong and London just at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. And is the recipe, menu, concept, are they all the same at all locations?
Actually, in Japan there's only three types of ramen.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's only the original ramen, and the char siu mein, and the moyashi ramen, which is just bean sprouts added to it.
Okay. Yeah. And then here there's a few more things on the menu.
We've got a few more things to cater to for the wider public.
Okay.
And also the spicy version.
okay. as well, which was very successful okay. because Mr. Canada actually can't eat spicy food.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've just opened your third restaurant here in London.
Yep.
Your third London location. This is Upper Street near Angel Station.
Yep.
What's next?
次は何をするつもりです。これは今3店舗目ありますけど。
私はトニーの思っている通りにしてあげたいと思っています。
He's very supportive of my plan, so I think we will try to expand slowly
okay.
As long as we can protect our quality, so we don't try to be a chain restaurants which is everywhere. Trying to stay still in the independent side, independent operator, but when we can find a great spot and we think we can offer something of good value to our customers in that area, we'll try to open there.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I am looking forward to having the soup tonight. I honestly, this is one of my favorite restaurants in London, and it's somewhere I bring friends when they come in from out of town.
Thank you very
I have Japanese friends that know you from Japan, and they rave about it as well. So thank you for your time.
Hello. 本日はありがとうございます。
いやいや、どうもこちらこそありがとうございました。
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy your dinner tonight.
I'm sure I will. So people who want to find out more about Canada Ya can go online.
Yep. The whole story of how Canada Ya London all started is actually on the website.
Okay.
There's a comic version of how the story developed, so everyone can find that on the homepage.
Okay, and that's canada-ya.com. Okay, canadaya.com.
Yeah,
that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.